Welcome to episode 48 of Non-Standard Action's Rise of the Star-Lords.
Goodness.
Circle of Sisters. Yeah, I know. I'm just astonished every time. We're so close to 50. Last week, our heroes... Like, it doesn't feel like it was much, but on the other hand, it feels like it was a lot. Because you walked inside this massive cavern, and you walked through the remains of this gargantuan dragon. You identified it as the remains of a blue dragon. And you found this also gargantuan, what you thought was a statue, covered in very ornate armor and a giant Sahedron medallion. And when you plucked that medallion from around its neck, it turns out it was a body, and it just crumpled to ash. Then you found a big stinky hole in the ground, and you got ambushed by some ogres and a giant who was in a sort of abusive familial relationship with the ogres, and you actually didn't kill it. You ended up making a sort of a friend. And then we ended with a creepy old lady voice saying, Lunderbud, be a dear and send your friends our way before you head up to the entrance. But before we get into that, we do have our icebreaker. This was submitted by Butt Stubble. Thank you very much, Butt Stubble. Please keep sending them our way. I want gallons of icebreakers. If your character had to endorse a product, which one would it be?
Gallons is a weird form of weird unit of measurement for icebreakers, by the way, though.
I intentionally substitute in gallons whenever it's most inappropriate. I like doing that.
Oh, cool. I just wanted to comment on that.
Who would like to go first? Oh, you're all so excited. I'm going to pick Nick. What product would Lahan endorse?
Well, it's got to be a shop, right? I'm Lahan, and this is my favorite shop in Sandpoint.
What shop would it be? Ooh.
Would it be your own shop?
Yeah, I was going to say, really, it's going to be Valdemar Industries. Thank you much.
I was half wondering if it was going to be that super cool crystalline greenhouse run by that old Telia couple.
I mean, they're really cool, but my name is copyrighted.
Fair.
I'm sure. My brothers have done this. I'm like 90% sure.
The family probably owns your likeness instead of you.
Yeah, probably.
What about...
We try to advertise our adventures, we get sued.
What about Finn, Lapis?
Like, I don't have a name for the business or anything, but it's probably some sort of, like, a cosmetic type store. Sell wing pomade and, you know, body oil, make yourself shiny.
I was not expecting wing pomade. That's amazing. I was half expecting, like, Space Hot Topic.
Topic.
Or no. It would be like Nova Topic, something like Supernova Topic.
Very edgy.
Like Jack's Body Supply. Keep your wings shiny and soft. The ladies love it.
All right.
See, now I'm thinking it's sketchy. I thought it was cool until the last bit, and now
it's like Sex Panther from the Ron Burgundy movie.
I mean, Finn pretty much is a Sex Panther. You can just ask Pathana.
Oh, no. How about we move away from that to Leif and Ava?
Yeah, make it awkward. Then no one ever asks you more follow-ups.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, Ava doesn't endorse products. She's not a corporate shill. She doesn't believe in capitalism. She believes in the strength of her own... the strength of her own arm and the sweat off her own brow.
There. Which product would you anti-endorse, though?
No, what I was going to say is, based on that, Ava endorses herself as a public speaker.
I'd rather have Ava, like, go on a crusade against a certain product or company. murder them like she does the goblins. Social justice warrior Ava just amuses me.
Ava endorses the restaurant that sells fried goblin ears that she wants to run. That's the product. Fried goblin ears. Mmm. All right.
Goblin ears. They're not tasty, but eat them.
Now we as a group get to make up something about Jacinto.
Ooh.
What would Jacinto endorse?
Somewhere with good fertilizer or a music store, maybe?
Fertilizer.
A plant supply / record store.
The cool man.
You can get records made out of pressed compost.
Oh, that's that. You could buy like
a friend who has the remains of one of his friends pressed into a record.
Weed-laced soil, kind of like edibles, but for plants.
Huh.
Maybe.
Because they absorb nutrients that way.
Yeah. I think I feel a little off, and I think I just realized why. I forgot to put my headphones on.
Oh. Are they nearby? Can you receive them quickly?
They are nearby, and I can do it quickly.
Go do it. We want a normal GM. You don't need to be off.
I mean, that's asking an awful lot to have a normal GM.
I mean, I just want a normal jet DM, like not normal, you know.
Normal relative to me, not normal relative to what most people consider normal.
Precisely.
All right, so we're gonna get back in it, Finn. As we've briefly described what happened. You guys ended up dropping a couple ogres. There is a literal giant 15 feet tall standing not too far from you, getting ready to lumber up the passage to the north and to the entrance. And I will go ahead and move Lunderbud that way. He does look very injured. And he is a good boy.
Jacinto have any heals? I feel like Jacinto would heal him.
Well, the reason he's not unconscious is because Jacinto did heal him a little bit, but
because Cinto's definitely been the type to show his heels even with non-party members in the past.
Yeah, no, Cinto did.
Good.
That's why.
He just didn't sink all of his heels into him because the Lunderbud has a lot of hit points, or had a lot of hit points. They got taken away.
He still has them. They're just not full.
I contributed to this valiant endeavor.
But as Lunderbud wanders away, he just kind of awkwardly gestures to the hallway that Ava is standing in front of.
That's right, dearie. Come this way. Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right.
You hear three different voices all sounding very similar.
Lunderbud, is that something we should be worried about?
Maybe. They might be fine. Usually if they're going to be mean, they're just mean out the gate.
I've lost my Lunderbud voice. It's been a week.
A whole and, 7 days.
That's a lot of days to remember a voice on someone that you completely improvised.
True.
You say they're mean outright when they're mean? Do they hit you, or are they just, do they just yell at you like the ogres did?
They've never hurt me, but, you know, other small folk other small folk that come in here don't always make it out in one piece if they're not in a good mood.
Oh, okay. Magic user, sword user? What are we looking at? Kids had to get hyped up.
They're old ladies.
I'm not about beating up an old lady.
He probably doesn't know what they are. I'm not going to lie.
Well, Finn says, I'm not about beating up an old lady. Let's go.
They're not ogres. They're too small.
But Ava has started creeping down that passageway a little bit.
Oh, she has.
Well, we'd better follow her.
He starts banking down the hallway.
And Joe, Artania, and I are in the back.
I want to be in the middle. My roll 20 is being slow.
Fair. There is a unpleasant amount of detritus, just sort of like as though half-hearted attempts to clean have been done, but no one's actually given this area a thorough cleaning. Sort of taxidermied animals, inexpertly taxidermied animals, mounted to the walls. It's kind of like a number of steps up from the horror that was the Grawl homestead. Like, they're not intentionally being creepy. It's like, oh, this animal looks cool, and then they just tried to DIY taxidermy it themselves, and they're not good at it. They're not, like, creating a couch made out of, like, human skin or anything like that. But, like, oh, here's, like, a space deer, and it's got 12 points. Let's put it up on the wall.
Interesting.
And you see three figures, and as you can see them on the, they should be visible to you. And they're standing around a, there's no other way to describe it. It's a cauldron. It's hovering over one of those miniature artificial suns. And there are like cool, like, you know how the androids have like the sort of like straight geometric lines that glow that are sort of like the innate unique fingerprint for each android. It's sort of like an effect like that going across the surface of the cauldron. They're lit with like a violet light, and there's like a purplish sort of mist sort of hovering over the top of the cauldron. And one of them has a big fancy ladle. It rune inscribed, and they're stirring the contents, and another is pulling up vials of various substances and putting a drop in here and a couple drops here and like a piece of an animal there.
I've seen this before. It's Macbeth.
Please, Macbeth.
Hello, dearies. Please come on in. We have some tea ready over there,
and you can see like a fairly crude table that's been sort of bolted to the cavern wall, and there are a couple chipped and inexpertly manufactured cups.
I knew we were gonna get tea.
Ava doesn't see anything out of the ordinary, like basically what I've described. If I add anything, I'll let you know. If I add in anything after this, it's going to be flavor or something I forgot, not something ominous intentionally.
Fair.
Hey, what do we see the old ladies? What do they look like?
Yes, you can see the old ladies. They are, I need a mysticism check from someone if you would like to identify them. Would someone like to pilot Jacinto for me?
Oh, yeah, I have Jacinto pulled up.
Okay. Let me see. I thought I made a handout for this, but I might not have. I made one for Black Maga. Not the Grawl Farm.
Like Maga, like the Magoose.
Yes, like the Magoose.
Like the Magoose.
I thought I made one for this person. I apologize. Vamp for me. Vamp,
where?
Oh, here, I can just do this. Shift Z. This is what they look like. Approximately. There are some differences. One of them is hulking, giant, like very tall. Or they would be very tall, but they're a little bit hunched over. They almost have a humpback. They have, instead of those delicate fingers that the drawing depicts there, they have long, sharp-looking talons protruding from their fingertips. But their arms are a little bit shorter, despite their otherwise like incredible height. Another one is almost exactly like that, tall and thin, not quite as tall as their companion, with arms that are proportionate to their body, but they are even a little bit skinnier than that drawing, almost as though they just definitely have not, they're underfeeding themselves, it looks like, or maybe they just have a very hyperactive metabolism and they're not taking in their, you know, they need to eat more calories or calorie dense meals. And the last one has like sort of like the last one's face is pockmarked, is almost as though there's craters, like an exaggerated version of what's in that picture there. And they weep like a violet oozy substance a little bit. So while that, like, it's, you can see sort of the, you can see the commonalities, but each one is just a little bit unique from the others.
Hello. Oh, so we knew you were coming for some time. It's good to see you.
You knew we were coming?
Yes. Would one of you make that mysticism check? That might clear things up a little bit.
Plant boy will roll a mysticism check.
29. They are... if only... Oh, we do have a plus one. Take that plus one and that'll get you to the point where you can identify them.
Jacinto takes the plus one.
There we go. There we go. All right. These are void hags. I'll give you a couple pieces of information about them. What would you like to know about void hags?
I do need to say this plus one is brought to you by Dark Cloud Blogs.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Shades.
Huh. What? No, sorry, Jet, you were saying?
No, it's fine. We do need to thank people when they give us bonuses like that. What would you like to know? I'll give you a couple pieces of information about void hags.
What are their special abilities?
So they have spell-like abilities. They are capable of inducing pain. They're capable of going invisible or causing others to go invisible. They can telekinetically strangle people, charm monsters, generate radiation. They can call forth Cosmic Edward. Hold their foes in place against their will. And this is one that I added, because while that picture shows them being all very delicate and sort of ethereal, these old ladies are kind of wearing a combination of that ethereal robe and biker leathers. They can summon a phantom cycle and bike their way across the void.
That's badass.
Yeah, they're kind of like old granny bikers.
That's cool. Might not need to beat up small ladies.
So that those are their spell-like abilities. And the other piece of information I'm just going to give you, they are known for having stardust robes, which in this instance are sort of that combination of robes and biker leathers. And they each void hag is not considered to be a true adult and true mature void hag until she has created her own stardust robes. Void hags will go to extreme lengths to retrieve them should someone take them from them. And these robes are innately magical and capable of being used offensively, honestly.
Ava will approach with her hands empty of weapons and say, yes, greetings. Greetings, Mother's Ghost Rider. what do you find yourselves doing in this cave? with such fiendish brutes as these.
Oh, and one other piece of information I left off. I apologize, Leif. When they work together as a coven, they have some extra abilities. One of which is they can sort of do, they can peek into the future occasionally. Ask maybe a yes or no question, get some visions or flashes, but only if they're a full coven, which requires at least 3 members. And could you please repeat that, Leif?
Ascendo, struck horribly mute, sends this information telepathically to the rest of the party so that Ava can talk to the witches.
Yeah. Ava just asked what they were doing here.
Well, we were actually the consorts for the former chieftain of the Krieg Clanhold. There has been since a change in leadership, a rather aggressive change, and we have been left feeling a little adrift. We don't know how much longer our presence will be tolerated.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear. Sounds like you might need some assistance.
Much Han giggles to herself because they are adrift.
Much like you might need some assistance. The person who seized control is known as Barl Breakbones. He is a stone giant. I hear that name a lot. Yes, he's a stone giant, and he is incredibly powerful. He came here with 2 stone giant bodyguards. And actually, I want to correct myself. Not stone giant. He is a chthonic lunar giant. And what that means is he is a lunar giant that is infused with the raw primordial energy of the plane of Earth.
Nice. That just sounds kind of dope. And like a pain to fight.
Stone giant is much easier to say than chthonic lunar giant, but...
Indeed.
A chthonic lunar what?
Is much more impressive, yes.
It is much more impressive. It's harder to say rapidly, though.
Quite confusing as well. Finn would have no idea what that is.
he is an incredibly potent mystic. He had 2 bodyguards. One of them... And they were sent here to seize control and use this tribe to manufacture weapons for an army that his master is building.
Who is his master?
He has referred to them a number of times as Mokmirian.
Huh. We don't know that guy, do we?
This is a name I do not know.
I don't believe you have heard this name. I believe this is the first time you have heard that name.
Cool. I feel like I would have remembered it, because that's kind of a weird, unique sort of name.
You have heard of Barl Breakbones. You first heard of Barl Breakbones, I believe, at the top of the Shield Wall, when you fought those Krieg ogres that were trying to damage the Shield Wall and devastate the region.
Yeah, we've been hearing that name a lot lately.
He might be our next big bad.
He seems to serve one named Mokmirian, who is raising an army and wishes to use the clan to arm them.
Do you know why he's raising an army?
I have no clue. He does not confide in us, which is one of the reasons why we feel like we're standing on the precipice of danger. We might not be welcome in our own home much longer.
This is your home.
We've lived here for decades as the consorts for the former clan leader.
I know it's not the same time, but every time
and all 3 of them will sort of wink at you in you know what we mean by consort, right? Manner.
I want a sense motive.
Concubines. Ugly concubines.
Does Ava actually say that out loud?
No, I'm quoting Mulan.
I know, but I don't know if you say that out loud. Sense motive. Let's see. Let's see if Finn gets it.
Completely oblivious. You just think that they were like the Jafar.
Got something stuck in their eyes.
You just you might be thinking that they're just the Jafar to the Sultan in Aladdin.
Yeah, so Finn's kind of lost at this point. That's okay. Finn's usually kind of lost.
I will give you one piece of good news, though. It seems like they had a much shorter timetable than they've been sticking to, and when one of the bodyguards raised some concerns that they might want to pick up the pace, Machmerian struck them down.
He killed them?
Must have been the guy at the entrance, huh?
No, in fact, it was not. The giant at the entrance is presumably the ultimate ancestor of the former clan leader. Legend has it that he was an esteemed servant of the Star Lord of Greed. And when New Thassilon fell, he staked his claim out here and spawned the mighty clan hold you see around you. And you just look around and it's dingy and dirty and not very impressive at all.
Yes.
Hopefully you guys didn't like that statue too much.
It was not a statue. It was his body.
Well, hopefully it wasn't really important.
I mean, we personally are not descended from him. I don't care what you do to the body. The clan will be upset, though, mightily. As you can see, we are not ogres.
Very clearly, yes. Well, what do you propose, then? Not used to making deals with eldritch beings.
And
what are you guys going to do if we help you? Like, how do we know you guys are the good guys?
You can roll a sense motive check to try to.
Let me.
Arthur is concerned. They haven't attacked her on site, so she's willing to
just because somebody doesn't attack us.
Got a 42.
They have been sincere in everything they have said, according to Jacinto.
Jacinto still, you know, struck dumb, relays this telepathically to the party.
Jacinto has lost his voice.
We party too hard in the last session.
Too much singing, yeah.
As you can see, we are not physically very impressive, but we do have some magics at our disposal. We would be willing to offer them up to you if you would be willing to, you know, remove Machmerian from the throne that he has stolen. We will warn you. Recently, two strangers have entered the clan hold. I believe Lunderbud informed you of them. One, he referred to as a snake lady. Her name is Lucretia. And I believe she is a Lamia.
Yes, we know her.
She had a young man with her, a Phantomite. Has since been changed at Machmurian's whim.
Oh, no.
Or Barl Breakbone's whim, I'm sorry.
And all this stuff again.
Changed much like our watchdog was changed. You see, Barl wanted to reward us for our service to the clan, and he killed a prisoner that was taken when Rannik fell. He killed Lamitar Baden, the former commander of that structure. And he raised him as an undead creature and gifted him to us as a servant. He's supposed to obey our every word, but we didn't quite trust him. So we set him to guard a now abandoned shrine to Lamashtu, within this very rock. If you would like, we could put him under your command.
That could be very helpful indeed.
Be warned, though, while we will aid you, We are not foolishly going to throw our lives away to help you. We will be put as much distance between us and the violence as we can, and try and use our magics where we think they'll best work. But if it looks like all hope is lost and we are endangering our lives, we will flee.
It's comforting. Thank you.
So you're not going to lend us your robes.
And they look very offended when you say that.
No offense, of course.
They're robes / riding leathers that are covered in all sorts of cool patches.
Yes.
Maybe you can't just ask for people's clothes.
I just, yeah, no.
Ava would look badass in these robes, but do our interests align enough for you to agree to this?
We all do like the huddle up and talk so they can't hear us. I tend to think we should accept their help.
We are going to go after Breakbones anyway.
Yeah, they seem kind of sketchy.
Well, they seem to be telling the truth anyway. Although, yes,
and they do.
It is disruptive to the natural order to, bring people back from the dead.
Well, I mean, I was brought back from the dead. So it's kind of...
Well,
mostly dead.
But you didn't do it on purpose. Maybe, Phrasma had a plan for you or something. I don't know.
I mean, somebody did it on purpose.
You did?
Yeah. Not like I just... woke up for no reason.
You still have your mind.
Most undead have a mind.
No, most undead are mindless.
Yeah.
If you go to Eox, there's a lot of ones with a mind.
Most of them are mindless. Most of them are slaves.
There's very much a ruling class on Eox.
It's the trickle down economics, you know. Yes, come and be an undead on our planet, and you will too one day be like me.
Yes, there are lots of sentient undead, but most of the there have been a couple of scenarios that have gotten into this. A lot of their labor is performed by mindless undead.
Oh, okay, I do like how Starfinder fleshed out undead, though. Just side note.
Yeah,
the system does a cool job on that.
Same.
Anyway, what I was getting at was, if they raised him as like a mindless zombie, it might be helpful, but is it really all right to...
Somebody's already raised him. It's not like we raised him. One way or another, he's going to be following commands. Might as well be with us.
I guess we are helping him get his revenge. I don't know, he seemed like such a nice guy. Remember his notes?
Vaguely.
Had all those love letters.
Oh yeah, that guy.
I don't know, he just seems so sweet. We have to rescue him. So can't. Huh?
My only hesitation is these old ladies. I've got a gut feeling that they might try to.
So you guys are huddling, but I rolled very high on a perception check. I rolled a 13 for a total of 32.
Nice. We're not very attached to him. After the fight, you can do with him whatever you will, whatever you want. That's why we kind of basically put him in a broom closet away from us.
Fair.
Yeah, that's a miserable way to live. We definitely have to take him with us.
I agree. Let's take him.
And we're agreed?
You know, we could just take their robes, too. Princess, try to say it quieter than everything else.
Murder people for their clothes!
Does it say murder? It's take!
You know we can hear you. We just interjected in your conversation a second ago. Stop trying to take our clothes. I mean, if you want to see us without our clothes, buy us a drink.
No, that won't be necessary.
A different campaign than it was a minute ago.
You're the one that did this. Keep talking about taking our clothes.
Just your cloaks, not your clothes. Gosh darn it.
Their robes.
You those escalated.
Oh, heck.
I yes and in your actions and words.
Ah, well, looks like we're going to be doing your mission.
We'll kill this barrel break bones for you.
Just please don't backstab us.
My friend mentioned you have some divination powers. Is there anything else you could tell us about this Machmurian?
He, much as Barl serves Machmurian, Machmurian serves an even more terrible master. When we try and look further, something pushes back. We get flashes of gold. Precious metals. An orange potato-shaped figure.
Wait, did you say an orange potato-shaped figure?
Unbridled greed, yes. An orange potato-shaped figure.
Out of character, that sounds like Donald Trump, and I don't like it.
A sense of failing upwards.
We must. It sounds like the most evil thing you could possibly imagine. We have to fight it.
Who knows that this campaign was still so timely?
Well, I mean, good story themes never truly die.
Yeah.
They're the universal human experience.
It's true. People just forgot that greed is an evil thing for a while there.
Capitalism tries to tell us it's a good thing.
Forgot.
Willful ignorance. Forgot. Same difference. Anyway, yes, we will help you. It's concerning that there's even greater evil behind Machmurian. Is this still related to the cult we're chasing?
Do you know if this has anything to do with the seven siblings? Finn says to the old ladies. Have you heard of them?
We have not heard of them at all, actually. We stay out here on this rock. You know, we live with a tribe of ogres that, you know, pirate the space waves in the vicinity of our home.
Smelly ogres.
You're a smelly ogre.
Don't perceive me. Come on.
Give him a hand.
Curious. I thought, what? But didn't we think Lucretia was with them?
So, Zanesha was Alamia, and you found ties to her sister Lucretia, which led you out this way.
Right.
I'm just saying these old ladies don't know anything about the seven siblings.
Right. I was asking my friends.
Okay. Sorry. Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. It's really odd that they don't know them. Tim says, trying to talk a little quieter. Even though he knows they might still hear him.
Well, Well, I suppose the only way to figure out more is to push onwards. Where can we find our newly undead friend?
This way. And I did so much prepping today, I forgot to make a token for him. So
of course my PCs will balk at having the undead help them.
No, that wasn't even my thought process at all. I just straight up was like, get all these notes done, stat up all these creatures, and then I just forgot to make tokens for some things.
It happens to the best of us.
I will be digging through and finding something to stand in for.
We need like production assistance for all this stuff someday.
Honestly, though.
Man, if only we had the money for that kind of thing.
I mean, if we had the money for that kind of thing, we'd have art for this show.
We would have art for this show.
Well, if I wasn't lazy.
Or Flappus wasn't lazy.
Okay. Where? See there.
Of course, if we weren't so lazy, we would probably have Patreon content, which would probably give us enough money for art for this show. This is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
This is a slippery slope.
I mean, if I could get a consistent schedule, I could probably GM something else that we could put for Patreon, but
Jet, we're vamping to allow you time to do the thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing the thing right now as we speak.
See, you know, we could also make fans doing OnlyFans. You can make money with that.
Not anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they banned porn on OnlyFans.
Nope,
it's only a matter of time.
They backed out on it because there was so many people abandoning their platform.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't suggesting we do lewds.
They did, and then were like, oh, they're right, this is a horrible decision.
Well, it was. I mean, you only have to look at like when Yahoo bought Tumblr, right? And they banned pornography on Tumblr.
So many people
A year later, they sold it at a massive loss.
Yep.
Because it died.
No, fucking people. Oh, heckin' people don't take the old internet song seriously. The internet is for porn.
It is.
Wholeheartedly, it is.
Oh, porn and delivering you sweet, sweet Nonsa content. That's all you guys need, right?
Yep.
True. Yeah.
There's a lot of other things on the internet now, but the internet was built on porn. It is a true fact.
That in the military.
Well, the civilian internet was built on porn.
Yes, 100% that. Keep vamping. I just have one more token. I'm sorry.
I think we got ourselves pretty deep down a lewd rabbit hole here.
Although, going back to OnlyFans, there are non-lewd things to do on OnlyFans. I know of a number of authors that don't want to go through Amazon, so they publish chapters and books on OnlyFans for people.
Nice.
Clever.
So that's a clever use. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, there are other uses for it. I believe it. I mean, people use Tumblr for other things too.
Tumblr, that's where I got... That was baby's first shit post.
Says Nick,
you know, that was where I got a lot of my like D&D memes and all my Doctor Who posts and stuff.
I was a 4chan child. Yep. And then I moved to Reddit.
I swear I made a token for this person. Why did they hide?
Just to make your life difficult, Jet.
It's true. Yeah,
I know.
I think what forum sites a person uses says a lot about them. Because like I've got some friends that use something awful, and like goons are a special certain kind of crazy. 4chan people are a special kind of crazy. I will not take it back. I will stand by that statement and die on this hill.
Don't die on the hill. Live on the hill.
No. I want to live in the valley. Die on the hill. Because then I'll be out in this nice sunny sun and the vultures will have a lovely meal.
Come on, preset ring. Where are you?
We can live without a ring.
And you know what forums really say about anyone now? You're old.
I mean, a heck of people use Reddit, man.
Reddit, I mean, but the Reddit's special. Reddit's different. It's not a forum.
Yes, it is. There's lots and lots of forum sites on there. I'd say that the main page is just a picture sharing thing, yeah, but like the majority of Reddit is forums.
There is a lot, but like forum sites other than Reddit are pretty much like the Zoomers don't know what they are.
True.
And if you told the Zoomers that Reddit is a forum site, they would be like, what are you talking about? I don't know what a forum site is.
I mean, I feel like they should know what a forum site is because on every website ever, there's a link to the help form and things, you know? Not like Samsung's got one, and so does pretty much any big company. They've got the Q&A forms.
That's true forums. To some extent, but they don't. It's not forums like they used to be by any stretch of the imagination. And they're definitely not like design priority for anybody who's moving fast.
I wonder why forums are disappearing.
I think it's the big social media sites, honestly.
I can see that being true because they started being used less and less as those came out because you've got these big internet almost monopolies. Like you got YouTube and Google and all of them that own everything.
Yeah.
Poor little indie forums can't even compete.
That's sort of like the power company. You know, you need a certain number of people on a social media site for it to be useful.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, once you get that critical capacity, everybody goes there. But now, like, I know we're seeing a lot of them move back to walled gardens, but they're mostly things like Discord.
Yeah.
Rather than moving back to forums. Like, I don't think forum software is making a comeback.
I never, ever touched a forum. Discord, though, I dove into it pretty hard. I have too many Discord servers that I have given up. I've given up keeping track of a lot of things that I should stay on top of, but
yeah, mine's gotten super busy too.
But I don't want to leave the server because there are things on the server that I might like and I'll go back, but check things out. But I just cannot stay on top of the notifications.
I don't know. I got a lot of them like that.
The Discord noise anymore is like, nope, that's not an important noise. My brain just like filters it out.
Okay. I have completed the token. I just need to plug in some points on it. I apologize for that. I'm so sorry.
No, yeah, you better be. Discussion about the nature of the internet.
And this is why people tune into our show. We're not just streaming. We're also interesting, not political, but interesting topic debates. I don't know. Can't think of the way to describe that.
I mean, this is just like sociology, maybe.
Alrighty. So I have made that token, and I have I've got to plug in some hit points on a couple other tokens. I apologize, but I can do that while we the old ladies, the void hags, they lead you back to that central chamber. They sort of wave to the down what would be the right hand corridor in the top down view that we have, and they're like,
that's where they're manufacturing the weapons. You can basically ignore them. If we don't go poke that bear, they won't interfere with us. And they lead you over here this way.
What?
And then down in here.
And I missed which way.
Go to the central area that you fought Lunderbutt in, and then go left and then left.
Ah, I see where Ava's at. Victory.
Yes.
Mine's being stubborn still.
Here, I'll put Finn by Ava.
Oh, it's my mouse. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no, sometimes roll 20 is ludicrously slow.
Yeah. Interesting how that works, honestly, but not something that we need to... So what do we see ahead of us here?
I will tell you. Sorry. This is Jet multitasking, which slows things down. What is that? I heard a...
It's a Tom. Lost...
Hello.
A Tom?
We got a Tom.
Hi.
We got
crazy.
A Tom. Let me do
Oh, I was Lapis. Dang it.
Surprise.
Fake Tom is leaving the chat now.
I made fake Lapis leave by accident.
Oh no.
I was thinking I was Tom, but I'm not Tom. I'm putting it back. Keep doing what you're doing, Jet.
I thought I was Tom.
Listen, I know we all want to be Tom, okay? But like, I
mean, that is very true.
It is fixed.
Cool.
Hi, friends.
But Tom is a dead leaf.
Yes, I will fix dead Tom.
I can't fix that.
Dead Tom is alive Tom now.
You can't. You can't stabilize that, Nick.
No, I can't stabilize dead.
What you see before you is a shrine bearing the feral visage of a brutally beautiful, monstrous maiden with the head of a three-eyed jackal and the belly of a pregnant young woman against the far wall.
Sounds like a Rolf from Ed, Edd n Eddy insult.
And standing at attention in front of that altar, unmoving, is Lamitar Baden. And Lamitar... looks like this.
One of no, that's a bad day.
They have that crown jutting up from his head is made of ice. There are bits and pieces on his body where flesh has cracked and ice is sort of blossoming out and over the surface of his skin. One of his hands has icy talons growing from the fingertips. And Tom, I don't want you to be alarmed. You're not walking into combat.
What?
Do you guys want to catch up Tom real quick?
Plus, his knees are super ashy.
I need to make a joke about White Walker, but it could wait, I suppose. We negotiated with some hags, some void hags, who said that they would, that what's his butt?
Barl
Breakbones, the one we keep hearing about, turned the head of. The
Krieg ogres.
Oh yeah, he killed the head of the Krieg ogres. But I was thinking of the
Black Arrows.
Black Arrows, that's the word I was looking for. Turned the head of Black Arrows here into a zombie, and they didn't really want him, and also they're really mad at Burl Breakbones, so they gave us their zombie. Or they're giving us their zombie.
Interesting.
So that we can go kill Burl Breakbones for them.
Here,
so we're gonna
we
do anyway.
This.
Also, Craven is here, and we're going to murder him as well.
I love that you all call him Craven. His name really is Caven, but
he no, his Craven.
His name is Craven. That's what we're gonna. Well, who am I kidding? We're not gonna.
He
give
is
him a
Craven Caven.
Fair. There is that.
Oh no, his nickname from middle school. Don't do that to him.
He'll just die instantly.
And with some variations, that's generally what the hags look like. Although, instead of just that fancy robe, it's like a combination of biker leathers and that fancy robe, and there were real old ladies.
Oh, man. We're trying to get those robes.
Oh, yeah, and they're space bikers, which is really cool. And these two really wanted to take their clothes.
You can't just take people's clothes, guys.
That's what I said.
I leave for 1 hour, and you're trying to take ladies' clothes?
That's what Nick says, but I don't believe him. I think that's a little
weak. The ladies did say if you want them to take their clothes off, you need to buy them a drink first.
Oh, yes. That was the one fact we forgot to mention. These are concubines.
Consorts, ugly, not concubines. They could leave if they wanted to. These old ladies had you know a certain amount of personal power. They weren't stuck here.
Okay.
And that Lamitar Baden is standing at attention, and the old ladies will be like,
Lamitar, do what these folks say. Follow you. You are theirs to command.
Jacinto sort of snaps out of whatever reverie he's been in this entire time and says,
"You've been mute. You were struck dumb, but you continue to follow along with us and telepathically convey information in the group. You sang too much in the last battle. You lost your voice.
Ooh, that is too real with this week being the start of school, and losing voices. But yeah, so Jacinto will say, "Okay, so we're in control of a zombie now."
They're not exactly a zombie, but they are undead.
My apologies. Not a zombie.
Man.
A White Walker.
Sort of.
Okay. Yep.
Lamitar is armed, as many undead are. They
legally distinct.
They have a bite attack. They do have a pair of icy claws. They also have a rifle covered in arcane script. It's obviously been imbued with a fusion of some sort. Nope, this one doesn't have a fusion. I apologize. It's just a really cool looking rifle.
I believe you.
Sweet.
And it's wearing fancy armor. It's wearing regimental dress, Mark II.
Hmm.
Fancy. Ava's going to search the room for anything else, just to be thorough.
The remains of some old sacrifices in that pit in the center of the room. You know, some crude carvings. Many of them are crude depictions of the Sahedron rune and sort of like barely intelligible pictographic history of the clan here and there, much like what you saw carved into the rib bones of the blue dragon.
Very neat. Well, I suppose we should move on and try and find that Barrel Breakbones.
All right.
Teach him not to mistreat women.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would say
that.
Which way should we go to? Oh, there are two paths. We asked them for directions.
They said this way was to the armory, right? The way we didn't want to go?
That was where they were manufacturing weapons. So that leaves one way, north and west. And that will lead into the throne room.
All right.
Oh, interesting.
What did I miss something? What are they manufacturing weapons for?
For Mach Mirian, yes.
Yeah, Barl serves another master. Barl serves someone named Mach Mirian, another, get this, Tom, a chthonic lunar giant.
Sailor Moonstone giant.
Or Sailor Moonstone giant. Sounds.
Never watched Sailor Moon.
So Mach Mirian is amassing an army. Barl was sent in here to seize control of this clan and force them to produce a number of weapons for the army. And what the old ladies have said, it appears as though Barl is dragging things out because he is liking sort of ruling his own personal little kingdom. And when one of his two bodyguards suggested that they speed this up, they're taking too long, they were struck down.
He only had 1 week until retirement.
And they had never heard. Also, these hags knew nothing about the seven siblings. So it seems that Lucretia is not associated with the cult that we were hunting to begin with.
Well, she did take the cult over, to your knowledge. You know, she ended up kind of dictating what the seven siblings were doing. You don't know the methods that she used to do that, but you're pretty sure, based on some of Finn's knowledge and the things that you piece together, that she did not found it. She did not found the seven siblings.
Right.
Okay, but the seven siblings is that same clan that we fought on Magnemar Station, and Finn was a part of it before yep. he died. Yes. Okay, just so Tom remembers.
And we rescued my little brother from them, too.
Yes, exactly.
And if you recall, Finn did note...
And Melody.
Things changed drastically, like right...
Yes.
So, would you like to head into the throne room?
Yeah, like, do we want to just go in guns blazing, or do we want to try and pull some kind of trick, friends?
Oh, I would love to take a 10-minute rest first, because I actually am down to the stamina point. Been walking around here like with my fly down or something. What do you...
we can do that.
Yes, we can absolutely do that.
Excellent.
Ava, do you want a 10-minute rest? Because I can see you have.
I recharge my batteries.
It's already been accounted for. It hasn't caught up yet. She's already rested. What? She just doesn't know it yet.
And because you are working together, I will let you know once again. The hags have at their disposal inflict pain and invisibility at will, and it's not invisibility targeting themselves. They could technically make you guys invisible. They can, 3 times per day, this is a combined chunk of spells. They can't do each one 3 times per day, but they have a reservoir of power to generate a number of effects 3 times per day. They can do Irradiate, Psychokinetic Strangulation, Charm Monster, and they can summon their Phantom Cycle and sail through the heavens. They have three uses of any number of those. And then once per day, they can choose to either summon Cosmic Edward, fire off the Enervation spell, or try and hold a monster.
Sometimes
granted, there are 3 of these ladies, so you have more than that, but each individual one can do those effects that number of times. Lamitar is a foot soldier. Lamitar has a rifle and some armor, and is a fairly decent melee combatant if it's necessary.
If they're coming with us, should we have them say that they captured us?
Yes, perfect. We'll catch them unawares.
Yes, the Void Hags are super good at lying, says Jet, as he rolls a very bad bluff check.
Oh, boy. Well,
we could disguise Jacinto as a Void Hag who could then lie.
Jacinto's pretty good at lying.
Or actually, do you have Tropism still a thing?
Oh, Lapis, you're
invisible.
Lapis, you're close. Your mic is too close to your mouth.
There you go, got it.
Yeah. Sorry, Nick. Go on.
I was saying, ventriloquism is still a thing, isn't it? Something like that. Be invisible and talk for a hag.
I don't have ventriloquism.
Bluff?
But what good would that do us?
Oh, you mean just like straight up ventriloquism? Like I could try and pretend to sound like a hag. Not the spell ventriloquism. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll try it. I'll try anything once. So Jacinto will...
Worldly of you.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
So the little plant boy wants to get into my robes. Hoo-hoo, how forward.
Nope. That's not what I was asking. I just want to pretend that I am talking as you.
To tell convincing lies.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
Yeah, I gotta step away. I apologize.
You mean you mean I can't lie convincingly? My sister over here is the most beautiful creature in all the universe.
Rolls roll a sense for a total motive of 8. I got a 33 sense motive.
Yeah, you super You're know that she's lying liar. And she doesn't believe it. But the sister's like, oh, thank you, sister.
And you're really bad at discerning lies. How did you get this far in life?
Vast cosmic power. And look at this bod. And she smacks her old lady butt.
Well.
All right. So you're going to make us invisible. And then we will, including our Tanya. And then we'll all sneak in there. And... wait. No, that was...
well, if we're all invisible, we don't need to be prisoners, right?
It's true. I mean, if they can just make us invisible, we could sneak in there, get, like, one good gank on, what's his name? Barl.
Barl Breaker.
And be optimally placed. And, yeah.
We could also loot while we're invisible.
I mean, we can loot once he's dead.
I mean, yeah, I'd rather... we can keep killing him. Heck, these old ladies.
I mean, wait, we're here to save something, though, aren't we? Are we being good?
Yeah, we're definitely here to stop Barl Breakbones.
Okay.
I think that's why we came here in the first place.
You guys came here because Barl sent ogres to destroy the shield wall, which would have devastated the region and cost countless lives.
Right.
And you were like, hey, this person's behind all this. We should look into it. And you knew from the ogres that you slew and some communications that they were sent at the behest of Barl, who is, you know, located in or in charge of the ogres, presumably. So you found the seat of their power, which was the Krieg clan hold.
Yes.
And now we are going to do some vigilante justice.
Woo!
That is the name of the game.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Please, you'll get arrested.
And I definitely did not build Barl Breakbones to see through invisibility. This is going to be awful.
Nice.
You're going to completely subvert a boss fight.
That happened the last big boss. Well, one of the last big boss fights anyway. I remember when we flew up that tower and we're just
fine. That was fine. I just won't be able to see any of you, I don't think. Granted, this is normal visibility. I mean, you guys attack and that changes things.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That's the thing. As long as it's not greater invisibility, then you're fine.
We only need to be clever for a moment.
We effectively get a surprise round on this guy. That's what
a little bit more then, but
so yeah. At your request, they will cast invisibility on you all. And let me confirm that everyone involved there cannot see invisibility. Okay.
Now, don't tell us if anyone can, because we're totally just going to march in there.
I mean, you guys have already stated you're marching in there. You're marching in there. I just need to.
Turns out his accountant like has true seeing for some reason.
Yeah.
And I do hate it in our Pathfinder 2 game when someone's just like, "Oh yeah, I have true seeing to my illusionist wizard who is 99% invisible most of the time."
Hey, that's saved.
I mean, it makes sense.
I drank that potion of true sight when evil you came at us, though.
That is true. You did do that.
And it helped again. Quite a bit with evil Medline.
Once again, foiled by, you know, true sight. Like, you're not making an argument for me to like true sight as a player.
It's true.
It's really fine, though. The
dog was stuck under the house.
Oh. Sorry, dog. That's not where dog belong.
That's what I said.
Sorry, one of my Hero Labs tabs just disappeared.
Oh, no. Thursday nights and glitch gremlins, man.
No. It was just me accidentally clicking an X when I shouldn't have. I just needed to make sure. So I have looked up the thing I need to look up. I'm fine. You guys are all invisible. So is the plan that the old ladies... Where did the old ladies go?
They're still down the hallway where you left them.
So what do you want the Void Hags and Lamitar to do? Because if you're all going to be invisible, they could make Lamitar invisible as well if you would like that.
Oh, yeah. Although Lamitar is known to them, right?
He is.
Should be.
Yeah, and so are the hags.
Oh, so are the hags.
So
we could send them to complain about how useless Lamitar is. That wouldn't be lying. They really do think he's useless.
It's more that they don't trust him. They suspect he's a spy, but yes.
Oh. They could complain about intruders in the complex?
They could.
Trying to take their clothes? That's not a lie.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's roll initiative, because that's going to be a whole thing.
Okay.
That's going to happen. We know that's going to happen. We're not getting through this without a combat.
Oh, Jacinto with the 20.
I got 16.
Good job, buddy. That's a good initiative. Well done, Jacinto.
I could have only gotten 3 numbers higher.
Nice.
I got a little bit of 24.
See if I can get my
invisible.
Void Hag nameplates. Brithelda, or Brizelda, Grelthaga, and Laristein.
Oh, I didn't select my token. Can you just type that in for me, Jet? It's 1901.
1901. That turn. 1901.
I forgot it. Auto sorts. I can just roll again. Let me find my token.
I thought I turned off auto sorting. Nope. It's just that's what's happening.
Yeah, but it's not good enough last time.
Rolling poop for initiative.
So was Hydra not working tonight?
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
We haven't had any music.
Oh, my goodness.
I assumed you were doing it on purpose, so I didn't say anything, Leif.
No, I've been so busy getting ready to go and house sit at my folks again, and with work today, everything has been difficult to remember.
It's fine. It's just been us
cannot
talking.
Hold it against you.
You know,
there are worse things in the world. We were here at least. You know, the glitch gremlins didn't completely destroy the show today. So I think we're still winning.
Oh, yeah.
Tom made it, you know, despite the internet being dumb.
Oh, we need to.
Because hurricanes, I think.
Oh, this is an issue, though, because we can't get rid of Lapis 2.0, but we need Lapis.
What?
I guess I don't know why Lapis's camera is off as well. So.
Lapis's camera is away for now, so we were.
Oh, and that messed up our layout. Now we have an extra box.
So could Lapis just turn her camera on and have the same spinning box thing happen?
That probably would work.
All right, Lapis, turn your camera. Well, you know, press the video button on Discord. I'm sorry, Lucretia?
What? I'm rolling initiative for the bad guys.
Oh, no.
No one told me Lucretia was here.
In fact, Lunderbud told you there was a snake lady and her Phantomite friend. And then the hags actually expanded upon that.
Yes, that I was very excited. Lady,
and her Phantomite friend had been changed.
Leif's music made me panic. It was so loud. I thought it was coming from my computer. I just unplugged my headphones for a second. Like, is it super loud for anyone else?
No,
you have to adjust Hydra's volume.
Sorry, like,
yeah, we
so low.
From Groovy, because Groovy got cease and desist from Google?
Yeah. Well, YouTube.
Okay, yeah, because that just made me like panic for a second. I thought I had volume coming out of one of my spots. I'm like, they're going to hear it over my mic.
Nope.
Now that you can hear us, if you can hear us, would you Would you press the video button on Discord to just to attempt to turn your camera on?
Yeah, I think it might work. I turned it. I had been waiting for a good opportunity to test it, actually.
Okay.
Camera unavailable. Heck.
Even if,
well,
is it trying
to? It should still be spinning dots.
No, it's not trying to. It's so the cord, I think, is busted on it. I'm not sure.
I guess it only does that if you have a camera and it can't get to it.
That's weird.
Well, yeah. We could try getting rid of Lapis 2.0 to see if that fixes the placement of things.
We'll all be in the wrong boxes, but we could try it.
We'll all be in the wrong boxes.
See our faces.
Yeah.
Hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, I think I got the wrong webcam. I think I pulled my old one out instead of pulling my new one out. I don't know where the other one is. Is why mine is off, Tom.
No, I understand.
It's fine.
I figured it was something like that. I figured it was, you know, hardware malfunction or something.
That's one of those things. This is the only time I ever use it. So I was like, oh, there's a webcam there. Of course I've got my webcam.
Well, should I?
Regardless, we're closing in on the end. It's fine. It's not going to be the end of the world. So the Void Hags and Lamitar sort of hustle into the cavern, and you can feel free to move your tokens in and position them where they want, where you want, because you are invisible. You could try doing that, Tom. See what happens. It's not going to hurt. Hey.
I am Nick now.
Oh,
all right. So, yep, feel free to move your tokens in.
Oh, this is a big room.
It is a big room.
I got to open my stuff up again.
Yep, you're fine.
I closed Chrome and I was panicking about volumes.
I mean, that's a solid choice.
This gigantic,
all things considered,
extends into darkness, sloping upward between two wide ledges on which loom statues with angular faces, stern brows, and strong jawlines. Above the ceiling opens to the vast starry sky, and you see a faintly luminous force field keeping the atmosphere trapped in this room. So you can see the void of space if you look up once you're in the big sort of lobe that the throne is in front of, or throne resides in. There is a ramp that leads up in tiers, which is, as you can see, that's where I positioned the hags and Lamitar. And it ends before an immense stone throne, over which our gargantuan blue dragon skull sort of looms ominously. And seated upon the throne is one Barl Breakbones. I reused Lunderbun's token art because I didn't want to eat up more time. I apologize. But
we can look at the verbal description.
Yes, I'm fine. They actually have art for him in the book, and I will do a description based on that as soon as I can scroll to him. There's Lamitar. Wow, they did not do great for his art. Looks a lot like the art you see right there, only his head's more squared off rather than rounded. His chin is very, think like Patrick Warburton as the Tick. Very defined chin, very chiseled, squared off. Has, instead of tattoos, there are like sort of tribal linear markings across the face and down the shoulders and on the backs of the arms and maybe the shins that have been chiseled into his stony hide. Some of them maybe lit from within slightly. Off to the side is his bodyguard in incredibly heavy armor. She is wielding, like, across her back, like latched onto maybe some docking clamps or something, is an absolutely massive maul, and sort of lounging on either side of these ramps, just on a very fancy couch, reclines Lucretia, and on the opposite side of the ramp, just standing at attention, dead-eyed, lifeless but animate, stands Kaven Windstrike. Kaven, whose eyes have been plucked from his head and replaced by glowing motes of light, his skin unnaturally pale, and there's black veins visible beneath his flesh.
I guess that's what you get for consorting with cultists.
If only, well, it's funny, he didn't even mean to, right? He just ran away, and his running away resulted in his death.
Did
yeah, I, well, I don't feel bad for him.
I don't feel bad for this guy at all. No.
I mean, really. I have the handout, right? He ran away to find her.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And also, seeing as how Nick's giving you a little peek behind the curtain, he also intentionally delayed the... It's fine. He also intentionally delayed the return patrol, which is what allowed the ogres to overtake the fortress.
Oh, so this guy's even more of a piece of fleam than I thought.
Why was he delaying the... Why did he delay it in the first place?
Lucretia asked him to.
Oh, okay.
He was a traitor. He was a traitorous little...
Because he's a traitorous piece of fleam!
So the old ladies, they run into the room. We managed to time this pretty good. We might not get to combat this time. It'll just be a fresh combat in the next episode. The old ladies, nice. They hustle into this room in their biker leathers. Actually, to be even more dramatic, I think they actually have... I'm going to have them use one use of their abilities just because it's really fun, and I apologize that I'm denying you this resource. But they have manifested motorcycles made out of the blackness of space and starlight, one of which has a sidecar that Lamitar is riding in.
They match my gauntlet!
Sweet.
Oh, I love that.
And they screech to a halt at the top of this ramp, and they pull off, and kind of waving behind them is like a silk scarf, and they've got a leather helmet with some big old goggles, and they pull the goggles up and they slap them onto their forehead, and they're like, "Barl, intruders! They're trying to take our clothes."
I want the bikes now too,
and I think that. It's a little bit early, but I think that's a good spot to stop. That seems like a good line to go out on. Is Marl, they're trying to take our clothes.
Yeah. I can't deny you that. That's great.
We're not murder hobos. We only go around taking people's clothes. Don't mind us.
And if you want those motorcycles, Finn, you need to learn the Phantom Cycle spell.
Yeah, now I want to be a heckin' Void Hag in my next incarnation.
I mean, I gave them that spell. I don't think that's a spell they normally get. It just, I wanted to make them space bikers so bad.
Yeah, we encountered
one of those. Would be cool.
We encountered Void Hags back in, well, another AP, I guess, you know, spoilers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember getting some robes.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. Kaelin had robes.
That was real cool. This was... If you don't want spoilers for, well, I don't know how to say it.
Put fingers in your ears.
Yeah. We played it in Dawn of Flame and encountered Void Hags there. That was pretty cool. Won't tell you where, though.
Was that the one?
Yeah, I don't think it's too spoilery, honestly.
No, not really. That's like saying, you know, it's a little more than saying you're going to the sun. But
thank you. Go ahead, Finn.
I was just going to say that I just noticed that Nick has a hair poof like Adora from She-Ra. It's not on topic.
That's totally not why I hair poof. Never. No. That would be a nerdy thing to do.
Thank you for joining me. I know Thursdays is playing a Gritch Club. Glitch Club.
They got your voice!
We started a little bit late. Tom's internet was eaten by a hurricane, but it spat it back out at the very end, and I'm sorry you didn't get to play more, Tom.
Oh, it's fine.
But we're so glad to see you. But thank you for being here. Thank you for being my friends and players. Hopefully we'll be back next week. We might get through this fight next week. Depends on how fast.
We will get through this fight next week.
You do have so much more help.
Power of positive thinking, Jed.
But there's a good chance that that'll get us through the rest of the book. Unless we have another episode where we're maybe wrapping up some loose ends to complete the book. But so we'll be moving into book four shortly. Very shortly. And I know I've been saying this, but we've been having some times where we could not play.
Yeah.
I'd also like to thank Paizo for their wonderful product. I hope I'm doing it some justice in their eyes if they ever deign to look at it. Thank you, Leif. I know we didn't get to it to the very end, but I really like this tune that we've been playing at the very end.
It was terrifying.
Thank you, Hydra.
Hydra.
And Sunday, Tom. What do we got Sunday?
Sunday, you're gonna finish. Oh yeah, you were ambushed by that weird creature as you all walked in lockstep horizontally down a hallway.
That's right.
As you may remember. You all may, of course, rearrange yourselves within a certain distance. Anyway, and then after that, y'all are going to fly off with the coordinates. The pretty big spoilers if you are not up on our Fly Free or Die, so you might not want to listen to this. But... And now I'm going to keep talking. Y'all are going to go off in search of Eileen Resora, and I'm sure nothing will happen.
No, everything's going to go according to plan.
Yep.
Always that's does.
Always goes
plan
for the
of murder the crew her, get her package. House back.
We'll have to see if murder is the way that you want to go.
I don't know. Gus is very angry. She took his house and his kitchen.
Dang.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought that was a spaceship game.
It is.
He is referring to the spaceship as his house.
Yeah. Okay. I was just like, man, why are you guys in a house? Let's fly free or die.
The ship is our home.
Ship
now.
Is our home.
I understand now.
Yes. That's like if someone took the Serenity from the crew.
Yeah.
There would be murder.
Yes. If anyone has any questions, comments, shout outs, feel free to contact us. We've got nonstandardaction@gmail.com. We've got the Discord. Links below. Link, not links. Link below.
We've only got one hero from Hyrule.
And please hit us up on Discord because I need icebreakers still. As many as you can give me. The link to that form can be found just on the welcome channel page or pinned to the feedback channel.
How much of a gallon do you think you already have? How much more do you need to make a full gallon?
I need at least a hogshead to get to a gallon. Right now I only have a drab.
Hey.
Yeah, that audio is what we should say right there and just replay. I need at least a hogshead.
But we'll be hanging out in general afterwards, probably. Feel free to join us if you, in addition to listening, are already in our Discord, or if you'd like to join the Discord and then hang out with us. But I think it's time to say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to everybody.
Oh no. I was gonna take us out, but OBS decided to be a butt.
Oh no.
Bye everybody.
Bye. Okay.
Come on, OBS.
Do the thing, Jet.
It's still being a butt.
Jet, do the thing.
It won't transition out.
Jet, we don't want to be live anymore.
I'm trying to leave. It won't let us leave.
It's like when you say goodbye to someone and keep walking the same direction.
Or if you bump into somebody at the store. That you know, but you're at the beginning of your trek through the store, and you just keep running into them while you're at this. It's terribly awkward.
How?
Yeah, I've already said hello to you, but I'm trying to do my grocery shopping.
Come on, OBS, let us leave.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Brett.
This thing actually happened. I'm just going to keep talking until Jet takes us out. This thing actually happened.
Like everything is frozen, but our video captures. So, like, they should still be seeing us.